Well, okay, it's afternoon. Good afternoon. I started when it was still morning. It's 12:12 p.m. on, it's still not Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's Thursday the 24th of October 2019. I know it's 12:12 p.m. Yeah, it's been one of those mornings. I didn't get my poop in a group, as my brother likes to say. So I got out late, but I got out before noon, so it still counts as a morning walk. Just doesn't all happen in the morning. Work with me. It was cold. It is still cold. It's 44 degrees. There's a little bit of breeze. The sun is up. It's a beautiful bluebird day. Sky is blue as blue can be. The sun is warm. It's still cold. I'm freezing my fingers off. My nose is run. But I'm moving. This morning I just turned on Pandora and put up Doors Radio and been listening to blasts from the past for the walk. I didn't turn on Headspace this morning. I didn't even try. I knew my brain was going to be ping, 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 Ricochet Rabbit this morning. And it has been. I have been ping, 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 Ricochet Rabbit from one thing to another since I got up at 6:30. I did get some writing in early. I need to get some more in. I got some writing in late last night to keep the streak alive. But to be honest, not a whole lot more. I'm down to the dribs and drabs, so I'm just barely eking out scenes. I like the scenes that are going in, but they're not. Once I get the first 1,000 words in, I'm never sure if it's going to be another 100 words or another 1,000 words. Which probably underscores my inexperience as a writer, as a storyteller, that I sit down to write a scene that I don't know what it's about. I did start moving the completed scenes out of For the Words and into Scrivener, so they've got them all in the right places. I've got a couple more that I have to move. I got one, I'm not sure if it's done yet. Yesterday it was right about this time, I think, yesterday there was a big dead spot in the file where I was walking and not talking. I'm trying to think of stuff I can talk about this morning. I'm really into For the Words. I'm really looking forward to the next book for NaNoWriMo. I don't have a lot to say about it at the moment. My writing partner, my co-writer, has cleared the deck. She's finished the first draft of All's Well in Asgard. And she's pretty stoked. But now she's trying to clear out some of her quests to make room for the NaNoWriMo quests that might be coming from For the Words. And she has this problem that she doesn't have anything to write. She doesn't want to start a major project now, because she's going to start it in like 9 days, 8 days, 9 days, something like that. Wow, it's coming right up. I, on the other hand, I'm not worried about having nothing to write. I'm still slogging through the last volume of Chris Hechtel's Wandering Engineer series. I can't seem to put it down. I'm almost at the end. I've invested this much in it. I'm going to finish it. But then I'm going to go start reading Jim Beeman's Pendulum series. It's a lit RPG that I literally stumbled on because James Beeman is the new board rep. And in a conversation we were having, he said he was writing novels, and he's had trouble getting attention for his books. I don't know if I talked about this already or not. I'm sorry if it's a repeat. But it's... when I saw he had a novel out, I went and looked up his catalog, and sure enough, all of the short stories he's in, dozen short story collections and anthologies, and they're nothing I'm interested in because they're all short stories. But sure enough, he has his own imprint, Natty Cat Press, N-A-D-I-C-A-T, Natty Cat Press, and the Pendulum stories. Both of the Pendulum books are there. So I'm really looking forward to digging into his take on a lit RPG. Now, the thing about lit RPG is that it's really a specialized version of portal fantasy, the same as space opera is a specialized version of science fiction. It's a subcat of portal fantasy, but it doesn't, since portal fantasy isn't a category by itself, I don't think, it doesn't really show up, and it has its own niche, it has its own place in the Amazon bookstore. And so it should be interesting to see. I think I looked the sales rank up, and it's somewhere around 300,000-400,000, somewhere in there. So it's not selling very well. He doesn't get a lot of attention, but I think it's because he's a new novelist. He's a new voice in this niche. And I'm all about new voices and niches that I enjoy. So let me get into it. Let me find out how he do. I have a suspicion he do good. Snort, snort, sniff, sniff. Panting, pushing to get back. I want lunch. I had breakfast at 6:30. It's been a long time since breakfast. I want lunch. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Okay, got through it. So I'm still struggling with what I'm going to do after Barbarian. Am I going to power through? And the difficulty is that I can't really make a decision about that because I don't know how it's going to go in November. I don't know if the kid and I are going to be able to to find a story that we're both happy with and wrap it up together at the end. We're both basically writing the first two acts and then seeing what we come up with before we decide actually to pull the trigger and publish it together or what. Because if it's not something that she's enjoying, it's not a process that she's enjoying, and it's not a process she can keep up with, we may not be able to do it. Or I may need to write something in between. And so I need to come up with book one. I need to come up with books 1 through 4 of nothing in particular. It's like I need a title, I need a theme, I need a story, I need a setting. I need a character. Basically the same as the flash fiction thing. It's just going to be a lot longer. And it's going to be a much deeper story. Waiting for the news. The dog loves it. So I think I'm just going to put placeholders in my schedule so that I know, for example, in January I need to write 100,000 words to go along with the 100,000 words that I'm going to write in November toward producing whatever comes out of November and whatever comes out of January, so that in March I will be publishing, I hope, on the 1st of March. And while that book is out cooking, I want to write another 100,000 words. So I've got some books cooking. I've got some books in the trunk that I can move out as I'm rolling out the promised stories. There's no real good reason why I couldn't be writing 5,000 words a day. Even 3,000 words a day. It was something that EJ and I talked about on our ride down to Mahaicon. Was, 20,000 words a day is 100,000 words in 20 days. 3,000, but that's a grind. It's 5 hours every day. And writing 5 hours a day, sure, I can do it for the short term. I can do it in a short run. I can do it for NaNoWriMo because it's a special event. Can I do it all the time? Can I do it every day? The answer is no, because part of the process is that I have to write the second and third drafts. I have to get feedback from beta readers. I have to get Karen Conlon in on the game. I have to find covers, which means I need a cover artist. And I really don't want to start a new franchise. I really don't want to start a new franchise. So I don't want to have to make up new settings. I don't have to build new worlds. I don't want to have to. I want to feed the beast. Maybe the answer is I go back to Ravenwood. That while we're finishing up Barbarian, I go back to write a story about Rebecca and Benjamin. And the insurance companies and the King's Own and all of the world that I built there with the old witch women, and give Tanith a new adventure. I don't know what that adventure might be. Even though it's colder, I think I like it better earlier. just making the next to the last road crossing here, heading alongside the park. Fall is here. We are definitely in the autumnal season. Beauty day, though. It is gorgeous. It's cold. It's crisp. It's not cold, cold. And I've got enough body heat built up now that my fingers have started to thaw. My nose is still cold, but it's not freezing off anymore. It's pretty. The big cottonwood tree here on the corner is all yellow, and it's being contrasted with the deep red of the crabapple trees in front of it. So there's these really deep blood red crabapple trees, almost brown, in front of this brilliant yellow cottonwood tree. It's really quite pretty. Into the park, walking right where they're trying to drive. How inconsiderate of me. I am on a sidewalk, just for reference, but anyway. Older couple out for midday stroll. Perhaps postprandial evolution. And here I come. Up to the back gate. Well, more accurately, up to the garage door, but work with me. It's the point where I say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.